is going to be married with a girl of Rama, second Mishnah on the Kofaf on the Aleph. Mishnah starts off bringing down the Mishnah Banana says you put an Ur Shel Gidi on top of the Shaytay Vamigdal, the first statement. The second statement, you have Mechitz of Kola Kalen, so it should not pass over the fire. The third statement is Rabbi Yossi says in the case of a Kli Cheres as Chodosh, if it's Molly Mayim, it's also because it break and they can put out the fire. The Gemara afterwards brings down a Machlokes Abraisa versus Rabbi Yehuda bar Rav. If you have a talus, what can you go do with it? Rabbi Yehuda bar Rav says put water on the end of the talus. The Abraisa says, Toishto Niskasa, meaning you open it and you wear it. You might have the Mishabura brings down from the Taz, it means you take the Beged, pass the material, and you spread it apart. Therefore, the fire will not get the area that's spread apart from the talus. The Gemara says, Bechura, why is it Machlokes over here? The Gemara says, Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi versed his Cholkim, the Gate of Sigurd Gram Kivoy. Rabbi Yossi held Gram Kivoy, the Mice's Osir. Mash Enke, the Rabbonim, they hold the Mice's Smoter. We point out, last couple of words, Machlokes, how do you read the Mishnah? Is it two Shitas or three Shitas? Simple understanding is, Bshim Mananis, he's the one who holds Gram Kivoy, the Mice's Smoter. And that's what the Gemara calls the Rabbonim. Mash Enke, the Rabbi Yossi holds Gram Kivoy, is Osir. Then the Gemara brings down three different members. The Sugim Kofsa, Gram Kivoy, Reishayin Zayin, that's of Alice, the base of Gimel, we did the last time. Afterwards, we have the two dots. The Gemara says, what is the Machlokes of Yossi versus Rabbonin? They get Sugim Gram Kivoy. What comes out in Maskana is everyone agrees, Minatoro, Gram Kivoy, the Mises Mutter. We have a Pusk in the Torah, Loisasa, called Malacha. Malacha is Osir, Gram is Mutter. Speaks out the Bealacha, it's not Dim Yuchin and Gram Kivoy. They get all the Lamites Malachas. Why the Makar is Loisatsa called Malacha? That means all Malachas, Minatoro, the Maisa Gromla is Mutter. If so, why is Rabbi Yossi come along to argue? Rabbi Yossi holds, since Adam Abal Amamoinai, therefore, when a person, when he puts a Kli there, Kli Cheres, with water inside, well, maybe do the act of Kivoy. So why in the world can you put a Kli there that's only Mechitza and not the act of Kivoy? Explains this to ourselves in the first chat. What you're doing over here, a case of Mechitza, that's showing a person to do a Shinoi, making a heck over here, that it cannot really affect the fire. You can only make sure it doesn't spread. So therefore, remind them not to do the act of Kiva on Shabbos. That means, again, it comes out, Lukul Amla, Kiva is, or all Gram, Malachas, and Maisa, are not a case of the Raisa. It's less than that. However, the Mishnah come to argue, after the Sugya Odom Bal Amamoinoi. The Gemara goes on further and contrasts this to the Sugya Mechikas Hashem. That means a person, let's say, had the name of Hashem on his body over here. The Gemara says a person cannot do rechitza, sicha, cannot stand up by a place of Makom Matunuf. And then what to do by case of tefillah shel mitzvah? The Bryce says, Machlokes, Rabbanim versus Rabbi Yossi. Rabbanim says you have to put a gemi on top, a reed on top, and then go to the mikvah. Masha Enke, Rabbi Yossi says, Yorik Kadaka, as long as you don't do a case of shift, don't rub against it. Don't do a mice be a dying. They point out, of course, the stira, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanim. Here, Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, Gram Maisa's Motor. And the bottom saying, for carrot, Gram is also Stira. The Gemara's Maskana, what comes out, is that first of all, just like we've had to by Gram Kivoy on Shabbos, or Gram Malach on Shabbos is Motor Matayor. Here also, since we have a Pasuk, this of Mechika by Hashem is Mavatib as Shmum and Namakmahu. And the Gemara, Pasuk goes on further, Lois Sasun, Kain Lashem Lakechem, Lois Sasun. That means Asiya is Osir, and Gram is Motor. So it comes out, therefore, the law is just like by Gram Mechikas Mutter. Gram Mechikas Hashem is also Mutter Minatara. If so, what's about Chalikas Yossi and the Rabbanim? The Gemara comes out very simple. Number one, and the Greeks stand in front of Hashem Orem with the Shem Hashem, Maisetz Osir. The Kuli Abba, the Gemara says, if you have a Gemi, you should wrap yourself up. This read over here, we do the case of going inside the Mikvah. So the Machlokes is when you do not have a Gemi, you don't have this read over here, do you have to run after it? Since Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'sman and mitzvah, if you have to go run after a gemi, you might move out to the mitzvah. Therefore, do biyad. Let's say you have Hashem in your chest, put it over your chest, a kovet, that's enough. The Rabbanan holds tefillah b'sman is not mitzvah. Therefore, go run and go find a reed over here, and to wrap it around you, so it should not be a bayam, it's not a sisuk of oimid, the front of Hashem, arm with the Shem Hashem. But again, it comes out maskono, lukul amo, the idea of gram mechiko, negat mechikit Hashem is also mutter. If that's so, we have a series of sugyas. But us were saying very clearly, by Mechikas Hashem, Groma is Motor. Again, we have a pasuk, Loisasa Kein Hashem Lakeichem. Asiya is also Groma is Motor. On Kuftes Vav of Beis, over the Gemara brings down a braisa, it says a person cannot write a Kameo cannot write a bracha, because what's going to happen? There'll be a fire. And ein matzilim mipnei hadlaika. In those days, they cannot write these things. And if you did, you would not be able to use it. Therefore, ein matzilim mipnei hadlaika. What happens? Get burnt. Therefore, mikan amru kisei brachas kesayfu b'tayra. Someone who writes brachas as if he burnt the Torah. Now, let's think about it for a second. We're saying over here that maybe b'zman hazeh even they get to kameyas. We have machlokes Torah versus machaber. They get right to write a kameya. So come out, what happened? Kesayfu b'tayra. What's going to happen? Fire is happening in the house. There's a kameya. You can't save it. And it gets burnt. Ein lecha brama gadol mizeh. And the fire putting out, then burning this kameya over here. Rama Maisa is mutter. You're not being served for Torah. Now Maisa be a dying. So in fact, the Achren, when an act happens, the gate of Mechikas Hashem, is it mutter? When's it Rama? Was it also a serve for Torah? If you did a Maisa be a dying over here. What's not to be law? So the Maisa in the 1940s, there was a person who was contaminated. Anything that came in contact with him, they'll have to burn. Therefore, the shadow was, can he put on tefillin? After he wears a tefillin, he'll have to burn the tefillin. So the Pachat Yitzchak of Yitzchak wrote a letter to Moshe Feinstein, and he asked him, could this chayla put on tefillin? So Moshe writes at least six tshuvas in Egros Moshe to say, Api the Sugan, the Gemara on Kuftas Vov and Beis, it's also Gomer, Keserif Batera. You write things that can lead to a case being burned, Keserif Batera. Kamal Numus Kedemle wrote on Moshe, David Mashar wrote, the Chalkas Yaakov wrote, Rav Gifter wrote, the Gemara of Chofa Beis, the Gemara says, Gram Mechiko, my Mechiko is Hashem, the Mice is Mutter. So why in the world are you, Moshe, asking the person upon tefillin? That's a distira. The Gemara is saying, you're right, a Kameya Brocho, and the fire is going to burn the Eimat Silim, Kisar Patero. And one time saying, let's sasa Kein Lashem Lakeichel, let's see his also, Gram is Mutter. So Rav Gifter, he writes to Moshe the way how he wants to answer it. And we spoke about, I think 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, there are two sigurds over here, and they get the idea of svarim. The idea over here of bezoyin, and the sigurd of kedusha. They get the idea of being moich Hashem Hashem, the kedusha shaboy, that loisasa king Hashem lakechem. That asiyah is also goma's mutter. They get the sigurd of bezoyin, so of course this guru is bezoyin. Whether it's a mice be died or goma, still is going to be also. Still it's also, it's a goma, but it's a bezoyin over here. Therefore, says our gift to negate the sugan kuf chafa and veins, say grom negate the maisa of the tushah of the shame. You only left with the sugan bezoin. There it's a mitzvah. Tefillah bezman a mitzvah. At mitzvah, there's no bezoin over here. Mash ekein, stop to write a kamei, to write a bracha. You're not supposed to. That's so you left bezoin. And even the grom of maisa, it's also. It can't say, but that's before, and it's the same yisrael as a chaznish, before the red of Nadi Behuda. They want to come along and say this idea that when it's not an act of Zayin, Mokum Mitzvah Maisetz Mutter will come out. They're putting on tefillin, even though it'll get burnt, it's Mutter. As Kedusha, it's a Gromo. As Bezoyin, Mokum Mitzvah, no problem. Upon tefillin, I get burnt, I get burnt. The Moshe, he writes back, he says, Osir, Osir, Osir. He writes back at the Nochatar, he says, people think I kept quiet, I agree with you. I'm not keeping quiet, emissary darker, the mindset's also. He explains our Chaim Kaldal, Barichas, that gets involved, there are two different things over here, also come to be soon on Simon. There's a Shem Hashem, and there's Kisvei Kodesh. Two different ideas over here. That means Kain Zerisuan, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Sha'atzim, we bring down the Magavram from the Shulki Barim. Shulgimorim says, can a person write Balaz, Shem Hashem, and their Loshim? He wants to be Machmer. In fact, the Shayatzian will not take this Shem Hashem, Balaz, Gimel, Aleph Tes, and erase it. It's only designed, Shemus cannot erase. And for the Shayatzian, depends if you have a whole time Nusach there or not. If you have a Pasek, you have a whole Sefer, that idea of Kisvei Kodesh, that you have a Bayam, it's not the sink of erasing. Mashaiki, the Shem Hashem, you have a Hetet to erase. That's the Shayatzian says. So the Moshe, the same idea. When Shem Hashem, the Lochid Loisasa Kein Hashem like Keichem Hashem Hashem, Asi is also Gomer's Mutter. But you have a case of a Brocha, a Kameo, a whole time Nusach over here, Tefillin, a whole time Parish over here, that has a different level, a different type of Kedusha, that's there, and it's even also Mitzah the Sugya of Gromo. Even that's also. And therefore, Moshe comes along and says, the Lochid a person cannot put on Tefillin. Why? Because the Gemara Kuftas Vav Beis is a Mitzah the Sugya of Kisvei Kodesh, not mitzvah the sikh of Shem Hashem. Again, the same mistake in the by Amashar at Sian, the Shem Hashem is different than Kizr Kodesh. That's worse, much worse. Now this sugya over here of being Mech Shem Hashem, the sugya of having a person's name on top of his body. So again, we see number one, Grum was mutter, and number two was also Lamed Orim with the Shem Hashem on top of you. It's at least a maiso that the Chabur, they're learning the sugya of Gesavas Karko in Tov Shin. A lot of people, yeah.
Moshe said it's awesome.
Yes, six chuvas, he's very clear. Gives one to be Michael, correct. Now, in Elul Tovshin Tzamach Dalet, it's been a while ago, Chabur over here was learning the Sugya of Kesavas Karko, Yedei and Simon Kuf Bey. Over there, one of the people in the Chabur, his father was a dermatologist. And the person came in and said his father had a shalat Issa Bnei Chaburo. Maisa happened in Mamash's office then that there was an Isha who had a tattoo upon her arm that says, Ukseves Karko Lefsidu Bechem Ani Hashem. She had a tattoo on her arm that says, do not put a tattoo on your arm. Ani Hashem. Obviously, she did not appreciate the Torah, to say it nicely. And then of Amnon Yitzchok, he got a hold of her, and now she's religious. She's not too happy having the tattoo upon her body. So he went to a dermatologist, and then he was ready the system out to erase it to the sugya of lasers. The shaila is, can you erase it? Because it says, Ani Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Akash Baruch Hu's name. That means, she, what? It says, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what was on her arm. That means you learn the sugya of Makis Bachov. That is what's an Issa Deraisa to go do with the Shem Hashem. That's what she had upon herself, not to go do she did. Now she wanted to get rid of it. We have a similar picture that was went around from the Chaburah that Dr. Lanza took and some came to his office. The Pasuk in the back, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Achot. Now if you look at that Pasuk slowly, you see the Lav Daka there is a Bayah, because the Hashem over there is with a Hey, not Yud Kei Vav Kei, which came along the Talmud mentioned last week, that maybe a Hey is not the Shem Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, it stands for Hashem. Big Talmud. Now, boy, you look at the Lekeinu over there, the Aleph is missing. It wasn't done in the Chor by accident, because you see the other Aleph is all correct, and this Aleph is missing its light to it. So it could be that's not a problem. The Shaila came to Chaburah was, could a person take a laser over here, and remove the Shem Hashem that had the Pasuk on it? Now, if it ever happens, a person has a tattoo upon them, Dr. Lanzer, might see he has a gemach to remove tattoos. So yeah, he'll have to deal with it. Now, then, of course, Chabur didn't answer. What seemed to happen then is that they went, and they wanted to know, the idea is to go tell a person to move through a laser. Now, what's a shiloh? A laser, how they explained then, I assume it's the same way now, is that what it does, it doesn't erase it. What it does, it breaks up the particles, it's still there, and then it gets absorbed inside the body. It'll take a week, 2 weeks to get absorbed inside the body. Even though it takes 20 minutes to absorb in the body. That's still there. What is that? That's a grama. What's the look of grama of Mechigis Hashem? That's our sugya over here. So it really depends. If you go with a Moshe, if a Moshe says a pasuk is different than Shem Hashem, so you have to know, first of all, you ever had to come to a Moshe. Pasuk
is already Kesir Kodesh.
Yeah. That's Kesir Kodesh. That's what you have to know. You do get involved with also over here. The whole entire head is Mokim Mitzvah. Because she's embarrassed to walk around with it, is that Nichol get a Mitzvah? Ken Zion can argue. But Oyed, you have to know Mitzvah, the Sugya of Gromo. We discussed, we learned the Sugya of Kesir. That was a while ago. And the printout, let's say, has a Shem Hashem on a piece of paper. And it's very dark, and then you erase it and make it lighter. You thin out the ice. Is that mechiko or chati shir? Well, that's zero, nothing. It wasn't that simple. And no clear writers. I see the encyclopedia discusses the question. So I assume when they do the laser, some of it starts disappearing. You might see the whole thing there, but suddenly it gets lightened over here. Maisa, then they told me they went over to Vadi Yosef. He says, go get a guy to go do it. A guy is a sugar of meal and offering to get a Shabbos yet, to get a Shari serum. It's my place among the Paiskin. Baking one say no, there is no Amir Lanochi. The idea of a Gromo, so the Yudin Chadnish, is only negated the Sugya of Bezoin after the Rabbanon. So you have a Milan Dachi on the Rabbanon, which could be there's no Issa over here, of Gram Mechiko. That's clearly what they did over there. Now I see that it was true, it's exactly what the Issa are going to go do, if you should go do it, not go do it. That's what happened then. Again, it's built up on Alice's Sugi over here. Again, the UK Vovke? The race part is Mechiko. If it's an Issa. Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch it says we cannot raise part of Hashem's name. UK Vovke cannot raise the Yod. Back to Alice's Sugi. It's Simon. Don't do it. That's the end of the story. Why is it don't do it? And the Nebun of Haman also on Yeshiva Smear. No? Now, in the. No, Nebrak. Sorry, Nebrak. Simon. That's what it says, right? Nebun of Haman. Nebrak, right? And Simon Shilam was out by us in Simcha Beis. So it comes out, we're discussing the Sugya of Gram Malacha to get to Shabbos. So again, our sugya says lifres urshal gadi. That's the mechaber sound. The second mechaber says do mechitza all kelim. Did not make a difference. Why is that mechaber gram kiva the meisah's mutter? Now the oilam likes jumping from the sugya gram kiva right away to the sugya of Shabbos clocks. Make it practical. We like to leave it over to the next chabura, but just bring out some points over here to analyze what you have to think about and get to the next chabura. One is you have to realize by negating Shabbos clock, there's two separate questions. One is, can you use Shabbos clocks Erev Shabbos? Can you put on, not discussing changing on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos? What's the Shiloh? If you saw yet, Reis HaMachay Sev Dalet, the law over there is a Mishnah up in Mezayinu and Beis. The Mishnah said over there, a person cannot put water underneath the Tzaitzis on Shabbos, and therefore, Erev Shabbos, Ota on Shabbos. If a person cannot set up his Shabbos clock and connect on Shabbos, how in the world do you do it on Erev Shabbos? Why is not a Bayam tell the Sugya Mekarev as a Kivoy? Not Grab Kivoy, Mekarev as a Kivoy. It's not that simple how to answer. That's a very good question. How in the world do you use a Shabbos clock on Erev Shabbos? That's one Shiloh. Another Shiloh is on the Tzad, you use a Shabbos clock on Erev Shabbos. Can you change it on Shabbos? Now, again, to be clear, to change on Shabbos, the four standard ways of changing it, the newest ways of changing it, the four standard ways. Shtayim, Shahim, Arabo. You can even have it going on at 2. You make it go on later on at 3, maybe in the afternoon. You can have it either going off at 2 and make it go off later, off at 3. That means you have an option on or off later. That's two ways, which has one halacha. And then you have the other way around, it's off, going off at 2, and you want to make it go off at 1 earlier. Just go on at 2 and make it go on at 1 earlier. That's two different groups over here. That means there are four cases with on and off later and on and off earlier. Now, again, B'kitzer will come out. I'm going to have to learn the Sugya Barichas, why that's so. The B'ikar two miles from Klal Yisrael. Those who say all four ways are deraisa. Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Yom Zilber, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Shoni, if you want to say, goes this way, Paskins. The halacha is any of these options are all deraisa. You have to get why? Why is that so? Why is that Gromo? I said, Hashemi, this is the second mile of Klal Yisrael, Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos, Yubi Omer, Ezra Berkowitz, and go this way. They'll say that the halacha is to go on and off earlier. That's called a Gromo. What's the halacha of a Gromo? Mokum Hefsid will be Mutter. We'll have to find what Hefsid is. On and off later, what's that? That's keeping the status quo going. That we saw already in Reish Ayin Zayin. You want to close the door so the wind should not blow out any candles and keep the candle going. Halacha is mutter. Keep the status quo. Take away the outside factor. That's mutter. That means the kid's about to shut the light switch. You'll not take his hand away and you didn't do an act of havar or kivoy because you're just stopping the outside factor. Therefore, the one time the mindset it's mutter to keep it on off later.
It's only
on Shabbos, okay. Two questions. Erev Shabbos, one question, can you use it? Second question, even on the Tzad, you can use it on Shabbos. You can use it on Erev Shabbos. Come Shabbos, can you change it on Shabbos, the buttons? That those say all four ways at the Raisa. Those ones say on off later is only status quo is mutter. On off earlier, the Maisa is the of Gromo. Again, we'll have to get back to, but we're going to try to build these sages now and get back to next time.
This is what Ramesh has said, that it's also
Ramesha, there's two different Ramesha's. But Moshe says you should not use one at all. Then he comes up, we'll get to why that says. And then he said, even those who argue with me that says you can use it, and he knows Chayesel does use it, still he says, yeah. We'll just have to get to why that he came up to him afterward. But even though Chayesel argued with him, he says still to change it on Shabbos, that's a deraisa. Now the question is, why is it deraisa? What shaykhis? He holds you should not use one except for lights. We'll have to get to why that's so. Correct. That's what the Ikri wants to go with. Now, first, Lalocha, we have the sugya over here of Gram Kivoy. Negate to all the lachos over here. How do we pass and negate to the sugya? So, the Kamlum may point out that first, we have this halacha that again is beklil esasik halacha. Halacha is also gomer as mutter. Does it mean it's mutter also drabonim, or is only mutter machem hefsid? The Gemara's case, the case of the leiko, is it dafka machem hefsid? So, the Elam Sora, I assume the Mordechai, we must look it up, as brought down by the Dark Moshe. Over there, the Mordechai starts off quoting a Ben Yontif. It says halacha is you can put anything you want on top of an air, a gram is gram kivoy, the mitzvah lechatchila it's mutter. However, he goes on further, Mordechai, it brings down to Ben Yoel. And Ben Yoel says, no, there is no heter gram kivoy unless of the Mokim Hesek. So I bring you a clear Gemara. So the Gemara says in Be'ah, the halacha is, can a person has a log of wood that's on fire, a bakas, he wants to put it out. Says the Gemara, you cannot put it out to save the log of wood to be used later on, unless your house can start smoking up. Now, if it has to the house, then you can do a gram kivoy to put off this log of wood over here. So you have Ben Yael that said Allah is Gram Kivoy is Motu Minatoyo Ostra Bonum unless the case of Mokim Hefsid. We're down the Mordechai Vechain Dasu Ben Yehuda. Therefore the mobbing down Salacha and he says Hago but Mokim Seder it's Motu otherwise it's Osir. That means the first number one we have Yisrael that's true it's not Minatoyo coming with Ben Yael Ben Yehuda brought down by the Mordechai Daka Moshe the Ramah only Mokim Hefsid and my sense Motu. Now the shell is first how far do you take the side of this chumra mokum hefsid? That means that they're pointing out that the machabat simon tovkuf yudalit over the end of gimel seem to apply the gram kivoy the maizid's mutter. In fact, there the Taz, the Magavram, the Mishtabura, and they say why in the world the machabat mekel only with a mokum hefsid should be mutter. Says over there the Sharetzim, quoting the Taz, you should just realize that Ben Yoel, the sheet over here, loiv matinu chava the sheet azu. He's a das yochid. Very important you say to me that this chumra of the Ramah is a das yochid. Lo yimetzinu chav l'shitazu. The Ben Yael says it. What? Who's quoting it? Mordechai. Who? That's the Rishonim. Rishonim, he's a das yochid, this Rishonim over here. I mean, no one seems to say this point. That's the Sharetzin is saying, quoting a Taz. How far I take it, says the Bnei Atayah. He's before Kiragri, he says, why don't we chush for the Shita for? He's a Das Yochid. So, might say, I know the Malachim today, Baruch Shabbos, the Siva Shalom, the Shavuos Yitzchak, like being down the list of Rishonim that go like this with Ben Yoel. That's what Malachim do, they bring down a bunch of Shitas that hold that way. The might say, the Mishmur, the Taz, the Kamel, the Wantaino, said only a Das Yochid. That means, in the Shita of the Machabra, the Bnei Svaran, what exactly do they hold? How do they pass in the gate of the Sugya of Grab Kivoy? So it's true the Beis Yishev does not bring it down over here. The Beis Yishev Melchus Yontif, Tavkuf Yudal, does bring down the Locha of the Ben Yerl. The Shulchan Aruch left it out. Therefore, if you ask the Ashkenaz, what's the Bnei Svad hold? Say the Shulma Zalman, and I'm not a Zalman, I'm a Zilber. The Bnei Svad hold the Maisetz Mutter, Gram Kivoy is Mutter. Therefore, it says of Nevensal, go ask if you have a Bayah of a Gram on Shabbos of Locha, and you can do it unless Mokhm Hefzid, not Mokhm Hefzid. Go ask the Svad, you'll do it. Shulma Yisrael. Tell us why to go do it, because then my support of you and Salsra. The Bayah they point out, that's what Bnei Ashkenaz said of Bnei Svad hold. Besides the fact that the Chemin Moshe and the Master Shekel says that's not true, the Mechaba holds when it's brought down by the Beis Yosef. But Yisra Bnei Svad, Yisra Erl Etzion, Yisra Bi'aimer, Yisra Bnucha Havo, Yisra Yaf Yosef, they pass the Chumro. They point out that the Mechaba left it out by us. The case is Hefzid. And the Mechab does bring down the Beis Yosef in Tavkuf Yudalad this Shita of Ben Yoel.
And therefore, Rabbi Oimah has at least 10 tshuvas pointing out this Indian over here that he had Meis and Meisvad or Machmer. So Bnei Ashka say Meisvad and Meikul can go Esther, but Esther Bnei Smar and Meis and then Machmer, the whole hector of Gram is only B'mok Mehesed, otherwise to be Machmer. So first, we have a Yisoy that Saib Bnei Ashka, Saib Bnei Smar and Meis and Machmer. Now, to be Machmer in what case? You have to realize there are two Sugya Simon Shalom, Dalad and the Hilchos Yontif. Is Yontif a reason to be more Meikul? That means the Shaar Tzion seem to apply that Hani answers Sugya Hilchos Yontif. Meis is a loy mutzi the chav l'shita zu, and therefore yeshu mi lichbach behelchos yontif. That means gram kiva by yontif, shayatzin seems to say it's mutter. Mashaykin Shabbos. The Bar Mordechai over there says, and yontif it's mutter. Betzim, the Eilim Sof, see, Taisim, the Akhov, Beis, and Beya. Taisim over there says, gram kiva by yontif shori, mashaykin Shabbos, ain't no chayiv. They point out, before she Taisis, the gram kiva is better on yontif than Shabbos, and even those will be Machmer and Shabbos, but not in the case of Yontif. Meister, who disagrees? We look at the Mordechai. The Mordechai's case is on Yontif, in the Sugya in Beya. The Kamosha by us says that Sukkot and Hay appeal be Yontif. And therefore, the Mogavrom, the Graz, the Chayodim, the Kitzur, they come and say, I'm Yontif, Gram Kivil, Meister's Osir. And therefore, Numis Paiskim is Vane, say the same thing, Shom Zab, Yashim, Kutshonim of Osler. What's the difference? Barak 15 years ago, I think everyone knows, Starkei came out with their Yontif ovens. The other ovens, which they used to advertise, not anymore come out as far as I know, they're still around, people use it. The Ikur is built upon the Yisoid, and Yontif it's mutter, it's al sugya grom on Yontif l'mayis it's mutter. Therefore, Rav Heinemann, the head of Starkei, in Yishurun Gilin Lechof, or Chel Lechof, which came out of Toshin Tzamaches, he writes along Shuvah and says, what mayis it's mutter? And the main time is why? Because Yontif, Groma is mutter. Where the machines are working, you push the buttons, it won't happen right away. Up a minute later, 2 minutes, 3 minutes later. It's built upon a timer system. That happens later on in Groma. You want to cook in Yontif, put your food inside and push the buttons on the oven? No problem. Why? Groma. Groma, Meisim, Yontif is mutter. Share it, see it.
Push it on
Yontif. Push all the buttons, do whatever you want on Yontif, it'll happen a couple minutes later. Mutter, Grom and Meis is mutter. Nothing happened.
Starting the timer.
Don't know. It kicks in a couple of little sense things. Right now, nothing happens. Right now, nothing's happening when you push your buttons. It'll happen a couple of minutes later when it senses things. They figured out how to make it technology that will not happen right away. Happen a couple of minutes later when it starts sensing things. And they'll stop sensing and it'll happen a couple of minutes later and sense. And therefore, there are people who cook on Yontif. Why? Grom. Sharet Zion. Maimon Mordechai. In this Yeshurun, over there, there's two other Shuvahs by Shlomo Miller and Rav Gelber, one who are Ocher Shabbos. I heard a share from Rav Rubin about this. I heard a share from Shmuel Forrest about this. They said, well, Rav Belsky gave a share about this. They tell you that your starting point, the Maisa, is incorrect. Your main reason why to make it with other Shuvahs, as the Sugya Gromo, is not so. It's against the Chayodom, it's against the Graz, against the Kitchener. We do not pass in this way. Even the Shaitzin is pointing out this, what to have a kasha, what to say. They love Dafki is passing this way. And therefore, they want to be Ikka Taina against the Yisrael. There's no Heter on Yontif. As far as I know, the Olam be Ikka, less than a Voltor. He says a kasha, he has a Magavom and a Taz, and he points out this is what the Taz says, and he points out this Indian over here. Is he passing this way? Is he passing this way? He's pointing out we have an issue they have to deal with. Magavon is not passing this way. The kids is not. Chayodim is not. And therefore, Shomazal and Yashu, Shom Yavazu, do not passing this way. Of Haim will say, Sharet Zin, like my father. Meister Kleisel. As far as I know my father's not of Yontu Oven, so I have Messiah already that way. That's the Meister, we don't do those things. Groma, the Mordechai, that's brought down by the Aradak and Moshe. The case to be marked by Groma is on Yontu. That's the whole entire source. Is the case of Yontu over here. So, Meister, come on, the Ikka the place, can they come on and say the Chumrah of Grav Kiva is also only to make a Mokum Hefzid? Number one, Bein B'Ashkenaz. Number two, Bein B'Svard. Number three, Bein B'Shabbos. Number four, Bein B'Yontar. Right. Also, now, when's the Mutter? For Mokum Hefzid. Now, what does it mean to be making a Mokum Hefzid? It's very important, you say, the Kamal Mushlam Zabin. He says, let's analyze it. You have to realize he writes in Shulchan Shalim and other places. He seemed to have, he said over here, that the whole of Ben Yael is a Das Yochid. I'm a chosh for, but it's a tmiyah. Where did he get it from? Which is the building blocks. Why is he saying from? Is why he's very sure here. Therefore, since the whole Makar is very sure, we have any time in other Tziruf, you can't be Mekel. But what you saw, you have any other Tziruf, with a Grumman can be Mekel. So that, from Zalman. And therefore, we'll see numerous times the price can say Grumman plus something. Let's define the words of Hefset. What's under the category of Hefset's Mutter? We'll take other cases. So number one, Hefset is Mutter. Now, there is the Yosef one saying Dafka has to go to. So Pasha Paiskim is not this way. They do point out, if Hefset is Mutter by Grumma, so why can't... We'll try to define, right, we'll try to say eight things that are synonymous over here. Step by step. Now, the Mason, let's say, you know, the gas is going, it costs money. So I want to shut off my gas on Shabbos, it costs money. What happens? But that's going to argue the point, say Grumma. I'm just turning it off, gas can't come in, and I save all the money of my gas, my couple of pooches over here, a couple of shekels over here, and I have to shut my gas on Shabbos. So Maisa, if you think about it, the Mordechai's case is what? I want to save my log for later to go use it, a couple of pooches over here, and that he's saying is also less than the hefset of rooting up my house. The makar, to be machmer, is don't tell me I want to save my gas for later. That's not nichel the sugya of hefset. That's not nichel. Why? Who are you saying? That's not enough of a hefset. The words of Rosh Hashanah must be a hefset nicker. That means that having your air conditioner go for another hour or two, my kids tell me it's not a hefset. But they don't pay, but they tell me, come on, Tati, another shekel, two shekels, five shekels, use nothing, right? Big deal, just fundraise a big deal. But over here. So, the idea we have of gas going on Shabbos, a couple of shekels, how much money does it cost for your gas to go on Shabbos? That's nothing. The original price has to be a hefset, not a hefset gadol, but not a hefset mu'ud. It has to be a hefset nicker.
Gas going
without the fire. Yeah, gas going without the fire. Or you have the fire going, but you don't need a fire anymore. And you want to shut up inside the sugya of grandma. The second thing that's synonymous, come on the rational of our chavs, the words are makom hefset, oil the tzarek gadol. Which is very simple. Tzarek gadol is in the sugya of hefset. Number three, what about makom mitzvah? For example, your Shabbos lights, that could be on by the Suda for whatever reason, because you're running late for a Shana, and you want to change them inside the Suda of Grum with the lights to go on. You want to have the Mazgan, it's hot here, but I don't have the Mazgan. I want to change it, make the Mazgan go on earlier inside the Suda of Grum. Do you have a head to Mokka Mitzvah? But you Shabbos. The Suda meal, I have to have lights. That's what I want, Mokka Mitzvah. Having a schmaltzing house over here, put on the Mazgan earlier, that's Mokka Mitzvah. Do you have a het? Is mitzvah synonymous with the sugya of hefset? So first, the Graz writes the tzorich mitzvah. Wisdom, of course, is the Abnezer. Very simple. The Gemara says that gram kiva is also, gram kiva is mutter, and gram mechikas Hashem is mutter, except we're going to have an is over here of, it's not the idea of, you come the, even with Hashem. But the Gemara says, but kiva is man mitzvah, is mutter. The Gemara contrasts the sugya of gram kiva, the Gram Mechiko. And the Gemara says mitzvah is mutter. Says Amnes, we see right that mitzvah mice is mutter, negate the sugya of Gromo. Void says Shalom is Amna begin Lacharaya. Negate the sugya of Hesed, do Melacha the Raisa, a Goy, the mice cannot go do that. Goy can't. The mice, a Goy, you can ask him to an act of a Gromo. Mash Eke negate the sugya of, sorry, by Hefset, the Maisa is to go to the Maisa, that is also. The Geta, a sugar of a mitzvah, could go is to go. The Loch is about it, it says, and the Dreis of the Maisa is motor. So we see that a mitzvah is better than a Hefset. The Hefset is going to answer a guy, and mitzvah is going to matter a guy. If so, if Hefset is motor by Gromo, certainly mitzvah is motor by Gromo. But, certainly, close game. Same Shalom Zaman, clearly that mitzvah is mutter. So we have a third thing that's synonymous with Hefset, the sugya of mitzvah. Then we have to realize that numerous times people want to change things, we have to get how to look at Shabbos clocks. You want to put on lights to a case of a mitzvah convenient for the Shabbos meal. That's the sugya says Shalom Zaman, synonymous with the sugya of Hefset. Four Shigraz, Abnezer, Chloraya. A fourth case, I want to say synonymous. Let's say a person is a chayla, she'im by sakono. They point out, the gate of the sugya of meal and ochi. For at the rice of the mice, it's mutter. Certainly over here, a case over here, in my sakono, the wisdom of Shlomo Zalman, the shvus kala, yoyis mishar shvusim. Grom is the most, more kala than all other shvusim. Avadi can be made again if Sukkot Chodesh ain't Pesachono. Shlomo Zalman says a fifth thing that's synonymous, Kovach Shabbos. Landak even mitzvah and Kovach Shabbos on the umbrella of a mitzvah. Take a sixth case, Mil Nochi with a grummo. Could you ask a guy to go do an act of a grum over here? Again, speaks of Shlomo Zalman, quotes the Shulam and Beis Akrai, that we know a Mil Nochi is a shvus, grum is a shvus, you see numerous times shvus is shvus, it can be mekel. You also, Mil Nochi together, grum and maisi can be mekel. Now, those want to argue the point, Shlomo Zalman says no. Again, and the command always is building block is, Ben Yol is a das yachid, any tier of a can be mekel, it's more kal than all the other shvusim, and any tier of yeast local.
Even without
the Hefzid? Yeah, without the Hefzid. That's your Amor. Without the Hefzid. Einig, Mitzvah, Milonochi, this is without the Hefzid. Take it a step further. Come on, Shlomo Zalman says, let's take any Dirabonon. Any Dirabonon. Could be make a mock of Gromo. He says, Avadin negate Dirabonon, this Mitzvah, Milonochi, ain't Srikh Lagufoi. That's our Sugar. That's Kivoi. And that you have to come onto the Sugar of Hefzid. Why? Either Mitzvah, Milonochi, ain't Srikh Lagufoi, who does the Raisa? Or we rain on the Shrenim speak out. That would be more machmer for the idea of Lachash to move forward, because Be'etzim is a get of a deraisa. The pool they bring is a deraisa, except the Dalit study over here. But all of the Rabbanans, the word of Shlomo Zalman writes, Loi Metzinu Sha'aser. We don't see any place that Aser is in over here. And therefore, by all the Rabbanans, together with the Gomi, the Maisa wants to be Mekel, which will come out of the massive Chiddush, Nafkimina, all LEDs. Yod Chashmal is the Rabbanan. A Gromo. With the case of the Rabbanan, you can't be Mekel. To Ein Zesem Shlomo Zalman, let's end it Sandy Lent, change the timer on Shabbos. Now, how can you change the timer yet? By Yahweh, it's a Sugil Mukso. How can you push the buttons? It's Mukso, the machine is Mukso. He says, number one, you can change it later, better. Number two, B'mok B'hesed, even earlier is Mutter. This is meant to be used better, it's Kli Shemak Leter. But only Mukso is the Rabbanon. Mukso, Rabbanon put on a case of a Grum over here, B'mach over here. He says, this machine over here, the mice is not Mukso. Not Muxa. Touchy, you say you can't touch Muxa? Come on. Wow. Wow. Moving is a problem. Don't say the word touch. So what's this moving again? Make it move the switch for later. You're pushing the red things up and down. So later is Mutter. Earlier is a Grum Mok Mavsid, which you yourself go do Mok Mavsid. You can go do that Mok Mavsid. So where's the Issa over here? The Oidi says, Mux is Rabbanon. And Drabonon, is it any Drabonon? But he said Grumma together with the Drabonon.
Why is
there a no, either way you change it, it can be Mutter. Later is Mutter, earlier is Mutter, that's Grumma. Okay, later on is Manea. Earlier is Grumma. Either way is Mutter, Minatur, right? So Drabonon, see what time is not Muxa? It's not Muxa. He said two different things. He said, number one, you let him move it. Number two, Al Maikami. To argue with the point, the mice can only move Mok Mavsid, it's still totally your abundant. No one of the mice will make it anyway. Now, come look. Now, this be clear, it's done. To set up in your house to change your Shabbos clocks, to do almost some of the Kilim, the Chachilah, Rav Ruben, he gives Shir about and say, Yishlodim, and Shir, the mice, he goes to control the Zalman. So they can make it go on off later, and earlier he says the only case of a grama. He said the Vada, Shlomo Zalman says, not to do it lechatchila, set it up that way. And look at Shmir Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman brought down that way, the only derech mikro should change your Shabbos clock. But do it all the time, constantly. Bekir is lechon l'sugya zolzol Shabbos. Kain, everyone the Archa Shabbos says, let's say you have no lights in your house. He says you can hold your kid by the light switch, who's 2 years old, less than that, and then eventually you hit the light switch and let it go on. Now, if you want, during the Shabbos meal, show everyone, look, let's have a game over here. Put the kid by the lights, which go up and down, that's a little Shabbos. We don't set up that way. If you decide, you have a need. If the lights went out, you get a kid to go do it. But otherwise, we don't set up that way. Cain said the same thing. He said, about you don't set up to use a timer that way. If the timer was messed up due to the Hatzakah Chashmal, and therefore the hours off by an hour or two, and then you realize, I'm Shabbos, things change, then it can economy what to be Samachan, but don't set up that way. Another point, and eighth Makar, we see the idea of what Nichol Negev have said, is that Kamum Shlomo Zalman negate the sugya of refrigerators. Now, first, when we get about refrigerators, you have to first be marked in the refrigerators that before 30 years ago, Over there, they're discussing only two problems. One, the light. Make sure the light bulb does not go on. The second thing is how to figure the thermostat, the motor. Today, any fridge for the past 20, 30 years, they call them the silver ones, not the white ones. So these refrigerators, the Meister, have three other problems, which certainly has to be taken care of. Nothing want to be simplified. Number one is that when you have to open up the door, and you leave it open, let's say for a minute or 5 minutes, depends on how long it goes, there will be an alarm that beeps. It tells you the door is open. If your refrigerator has an alarm that beeps, how does the alarm beep every time a minute later? Because when you open it, it starts counting miyad. It's not a grumma. I'm going to open it, wait 10 seconds to close it. Oh, the alarm went on. The alarm went off. No problem. I didn't do anything on Shabbos. That's not what you're doing. You're opening it. You start the timer. You do that act miyad. And you shut the timer when you close the refrigerator. That's an act of miyad. So number one, our refrigerators have taken inside the signal of alarm. Number two, even if you don't have the alarm, the way how the refrigerators work, that you have the cold air coming in somewhere. Now, if you have cold air coming in, let's say, in the back, and you have food on the door, how in the world do you get the cold air to go to the front? Some people can sit underneath the air conditioner. How does it get to the other side of the room over here? So what all refrigerators do, especially they don't want the air to be stale, they have a fan that blows. That means cold air comes in, and they have a fan that rotates the air around in the refrigerator. Now, if you open up the door and the fan is rotating, blows, what will happen? The cold air will go out. You don't want the cold air to go out. You want the cold air to be in the refrigerator. So it's made that every machine, when they open up the door, if the fan is working, to miyad shut the fan. You want the cold air to stay inside. You want to blow out the cold air. So every machine that the fan is working, the fan doesn't always have to work. Some of it's on, some of it's off. In the older machines, you can hear the fan. The newer machines, you cannot hear the fan. That means when you open it, miyad, you're shutting the fan. Miyad, you're shutting something on Shabbos. A third thing to get involved with, another problem, is come on all the machines, is that if you ever realize your freezer does not seem to have any problem with the ice building up over there. That means you ever look at the old freezers, the ones that the dealers have, 30, 40, 50 years ago, there's always all this ice in the back, and you have to always, every couple of weeks, take it out, take out the plug, let it frost, melt. How come by your freezer not have this issue? It's also very cold. Because every freezer has a defrost system. That means they have something that heats up your freezer to melt around any ice over there. Now, how do they know when to put on the defrost system? Well, numerous refrigerators are doing, they're counting the amount of times they open up the door, how much you're infecting it over there. And when you hit, let's say you open up the door 20 or 30 times, then they'll put on the defrost system. That means they're putting on ash for you on counting what you're doing over here. So they're doing it to count anything that you're doing if it has this cartis magneti, this cartis over this card over here. So besides, all our new fridges today have to be taking care of these in Yonam Neger to Sugar Gengim Shabbos mode. Now, there are Shabbos modes out there, there's Tomok, Mechon Technology, Mishmash Shabbos, but to say that my fridge, I have no problem, I just take out the light bulb, that's called Dashaitim, in a nice way, and therefore you have to certainly take care of it, and there's certain places to call to find out what your issue of your fridges are. Every fridge has an issue. The question is how to take care of the issue, or if you can take care of the issue, you have to take care of it on another level. And you get to the old system, the biomes have a sugya of a light, and you get to the sugya of thermostat. So first, the light, everyone either take out the light bulb, or they cover up the button, the light won't go on. And you get to the sugya of the thermostat. So to focus on that aspect per se, one reason, because that's how the old fridges are. Number two, because that's what the new fridges are doing with Mechon technology, with Mechon of Tzomot. What someone is doing is still leaving the thermostat working. That means there's Tzomot on certain sheets on coolers. If you, again, the Tzomot is Rabbanot, then there's Mechon technology is Mahajin, and Shmaya Shabbos is also Mahajin. Those are two Mahajin ones, and there's Tzomot. Someone is relying on a cooler, which we'll speak out now. Now, first, as you said over here, we look at the sugya of Menara Satavla, when you have a nair top. Rish Ayin Zayin, the sugya by us. Now you have a candle that's lit, you want lack over the candle, shake it off, no problem. The question Ayin Maisi, putting out the candle, is a particular ratio. Sometimes it brings down either the Shalmi says it's not lit, point down to the Babli says by us in Kofsa Kofsa. And then the place wants to answer the way the Mechaba brings down, because there is either no Shemin inside the copper garment's lit, or it's a Nelshal Shaiva, it's a wax candle, it will not go out, not a particular ratio will go out. The way the Me'iri wants to answer with the Yisayid, when you shake the candle, falls to the floor, and it might go out, or even if it goes out 100%, it's a grumma. a grama with any scandal is a psik ratio, mutter. And as he is yisoid, grama, psik ratio, that's siruf. Again, any siruf, maisa it's mutter. Now, those who want to argue the point and say the case over here by shaking of the candle is not a case of a grama. But the slide we see for the miri is a grama psik ratio of maisa is mutter. One thing together with the other is mutter. They point out, they say, the manik this way, it's very solid, which nice, pasuk this way, now it's 3 months ago this way. Shlomo Zalman says, I'll give you an example. He says, we know the lochel and the ger to meal and offer is usher. Can Iska do something in Shabbos? Can you Iska go do something in Shabbos as a psik ratio? So we see by us, in Reish Ayin Zayin, the Ramah says, and Mishmur explains in the Ramah, Iska go to Naras the Talib with Shemin inside, psik ratio is mutter. The Ramah Moshe says, Iska go to open the refrigerator with a light bulb that's going on. Ice in the scavenger, psik ratio is mutter. So we see a meal and offer by psik ratio is mutter, a gap psik ratio is nichle is deraiso. It's the raisa. And the milochi lemaisa is mutter. Ke'in's are the same thing. Here, grum is the rabbana. So, milochi together with the grum lemaisa is mutter. Here, Roshan, Rosh Shabbos, the Musa couldn't go with the side over here. The grum with the psychration lemaisa is mutter. What? We'll get to step by step. What, the Gemara's case?
I'm saying case of psychration.
And still, a milochi is mutter. I'm not sure what case you're referring to. You said a word without a case. Now, we mentioned again last time how the person can light bring you down. For example, you want to open up your tris at night, and there's a flower pot in front of the tris that during the day the sun will come and hit it. So there, is when you open up the tris, you want the ear inside your house, and you scab with the psik ratio, the sun will hit tomorrow. That's the ground with the psik ratio, so the higher tzvi. Maisat smutter. We mentioned again, it's a case of sukkis. Person has a park, he wants to open it, and with the water pull down on the floor, and go into the dirt, make the ground grow. Say, put plastic around the floor. I roll off a plastic to the dirt. It's a grum with a psik ratio. Lamaisa, it's mutter. Not a problem here. Therefore, when you get to the refrigerators, Shlomo Zalman, he has a long tshuva about why lamaisa should be mutter. His words are poshnu bar beli shum pikpuk, and not nochin be machmas eating Shabbos. Don't be machmer. He says, let's analyze it. We have a thermostat over here. The best in the refrigerator right now is cold. You open up the door. What happens? The cold air goes out. The hot air goes in. It senses it. It changes the thermostat. And then it causes the machine to go on. So in essence, you're not miscavin for the motor to go on. Ain't miscavin. What happens? You tell me when you open the door, it's via psik ratio. Psik ratio with a case of a grama. His main reason is read his tshuva watching you make a psik ratio together with a grama. Mice is motor. That means, again, you have a refrigerator. That mice is not working right now. At the end of the day, when you open up the refrigerator, you'll cause the thermostat and change the fridge to go on. How's it going on? You have no kavana with a grama. No kavana. The beniyel sheet of a grama is a das yachid. It's a chumah with chayshvor. It's siruf together with the idea of why you have said. Beniyel is a makom hefsek can be makom, but it's a das yachid. So here, when you have any siruf, a case of a grama, together with the idea of psikresha, even without a hefsek, belish should pickpock, push the bar, the mice to open up the refrigerator door. Now, they get to our refrigerators again, either negated somewhat. That's how they're working. That means what they're doing in the Semicham Shlomo Zalman Shito. Again, Yesha Milas work. That's the way right on the website. They're not taking care of the thermostat. That means the Chon technology is taking care of it. Shmuel Shabbos is taking care of the thermostat. They're going to take on the Chumras, the Cholkim. The Tzomot is not taking on the Cholkim. They're going to Shlomo Zalman. Now, Negeta, other cases that you have in your house. Let's say you have your oven. You want to open up your oven. It's on Shabbos right now. In your case, you have a water machine, a cold water machine. That does not have a Shabbos mode. By the certain ones, the Reuben has a Shabbos mode to it. But you don't have a Shabbos mode to it. Can you open on Shabbos? Let's take your oven. If the oven has no light there, and also the fan is there, it's not working, or it won't be effective when you open up the door. When you have the turbo, the fan's working inside the oven. When you open it, usually the turbo goes off. Depends on what type of oven you have. But let's say the fan's not working, you only have the bake system. There's no fan, there's no light. Can you open up the door of the oven? When the oven is off, you let cold air goes in out of the refrigerator. How it goes out, cold air goes in, you make the oven go on. If you take water from your cold water machine, what happens? The cold water will come out, other water will come in, you make the machine go on. Are you allowed to use it on Shabbos? The Aruch HaShabbos says very simple. You should ask the person what he does by his fridge. The same halacha. Same idea, same concept. That means people ask me, can you use the oven? I ask you, what do you do by your fridge? What did you do by your fridge? What did your parents do? What do you do by oven? What do you do by your fridge? You hold the knowledge of Shlomo Zalman, you have the same issue over here. It's called the psik ratio. And the Shomazamul Chor comes out, anything you hold by your fridge, the same thing to get to your oven, the same thing to get to your water machine. They do if a slight issue, the Moisho, the Meisra, the Gerta fridge has three Hadogas in Klai Yisrael. The Gerta fridge, that those who say you can open it, one that's on or off, no difference, Shomazamul Ude'ime. But Moshe is a tshuva and says, Toyfi Machmuter of Henkin, and only open it when it's on. Why only open it when it's on? Because what happened when it's on? You keep needing the motor to go on longer as status quo. Mentioned in the last Chabur, to make the thing go on off later, keep it as status quo, not letting things change, that's no problem. Let it close the door to make sure the wind does not come to blow out the candle. So Moshe says to only open it when it's working, but when it's off, not to open it because you're causing it to go on over here. That's what Moshe says. There's a third mahalach. That's how Big Klai Yisrael goes. There's a third mahalach. They bring down the Chaz Nish. He held not to open up only even when it's working. Why? Exer utter when it's not working. And the times, and those who are tiny, he always mach for himself. That's going to be a third mahalach where he gets Exer from. There are two ideas over here. How to use a refrigerator. Either whenever you want, or only open it when it's working over here. Now Moshe writes in Shuva that you should be machmer of Henkin only open when it's working. And therefore you should get a Bechon technology, Mishmash Shabbos. Not do like Somot. They point out, Moshe Shuv in the gate of the sugar of an oven, says you can open it. Eye goes on, no problem. How in the world are you going to make refrigerators, Machma refrigerators, mashing an oven which is their ice, like an oven point refrigerator might be the Rabbanim. Big Tumul was the Rabbanim their ice on. And Moshe Shuv being Machma on the oven over here, being make on the oven over here. So Moshe Shuv looking at our Chaim on the Levan Ches and Igris Moshe. There's a psich over there with a dom over there that says that Moshe Beke held refrigerators a motor and ovens a motor. After Kohn for Rav Henkin, he wrote Toif Machmas Rav Henkin. He writes over there how he was Machmas Rav Henkin for his sheet over there. So, even by saying who's the Machmas of Moshe, he's Machmas Kovit Shavoy, very important idea of Kovit. Meister Beri writes, the Chilich Ches, where the people are writing about his life, what he did, and those ones kind of what he did in his own house over here. Meister, again, he writes in Jewel, Toif to be Machmas, don't say that for Allah. But again, numerous Kedom say the Maisa to be Machmer, and not to be someone on the set over here. Now, what comes out again, we have those who are Makel open refrigerators, both whether on or off, and those who are Maisa who are Machmer only open when it's working. They point out today, our refrigerators, they want to say Mamash Vakaret. Because if you hear the fan going, and when it's working, you should not open it. Because then we'll have to make the fan go off. I mean, people who are read the tshuvas, and they don't understand how the refrigerators are working over here, they come up with the machmer, they can only open it when it's working. Forget it. Today, you should, if you want to not get a special Shabbos mode, you should only open it when it's not working. If you open when it's working, there's a fan working, and you're going to open it, and make the fan go off. And then still, even agrees you to a bio over here. Because the fan's working over here. So forget it. Today, they point out, if you want to make it, you should only open it when it's not working. It's nice to get a Shabbos mode, Mekitzer. What's it said over here to be machmer? What's going on over here? Ma'aseh from Zamas Eis the Taina. It's growing with the Pesach Reisho. We make a Melach in the case of Pesach Reisho. The Das Yochel here, War Bichosh here. Let's make a refrigerator. So one of those who are trying to grow Pesach Reisho, the Ma'aseh to be machmer. L'choy will get to Ben Echanal, but us on the page, the Ben Echanal says not let him from Zamas. That's Aleph. But L'choy, another point they're grappling with when he himself writes to Shulam Zalman, the Sugya Bitka de Mayo. That means we mentioned again last time the sugya in Sanhedrin of Ayin Zayin. Let's say you took your friend, you tied him up. Not sure how much of a friend he is, but you took your friend, you tied him up over here, and you have this dam over here that's plugged up. You unplug it, the water comes down, drowns him. You're at Sayach for killing your friend. Come on, Gemara says you're at Sayach. Very simple, Chaim Yisrael. The question is, do you take this concept Negeil Bitka de Maya from Shabbos to Ritzicha to Shabbos? Come on, the Machzavro, he says, we don't see this idea in the gate of the Mishkan. Therefore, Bitka de Maya does not apply in the gate of Shabbos. Before Shem Machzavro, Bitka de Maya does not apply to Shabbos. Shem Zam quotes him, perhaps he quotes him. Maya, where do we see otherwise? So, I assume so by now, the Bialoch has been raised in base. And they quote the Sugga Bitka de Maya by us in Shabbos. That means the Chometz Chaim disagrees. Clearly, the Bitka de Maya, the Seid Shabbai, the Bitka de Maya that you do an act of a grammar, that happens miyad is nechle get a mais miyadayim, not gromo. Nechle get a mais miyadayim. Four should be a lot that way. Says the heart, I'll bring you a klor tomorrow. Kloraya. Our sugya says, when you have a case of a delas against Maduro, could a person open up the door, should light a love abaya, and says we make a gezeira of ruach mitzuya or to ruach she'ena mitzuya. Says that tefillin. Let's analyze it. In the case of ruach she'ena mitzuya, is only a case of a grama. It's like is it gezeira legezeira? Why be machmer? So it must be that idea ruach she'ena mitzuya open up the door. Bit k'demaya. It's a meist be daim of the raisa. The different guys like there's a son over here of ruach mitzuya or to ruach she'ena mitzuya. Very clear Gemara, says our Tzvi, and which we're very clear, pass away the bit to the Maya, Maisa does apply a situation on Shabbos. The Yivakam of Shalom Zalman, when he brings down the Machzah of Rom, then he brings down the Gemara on Shabbos, but also Kuf Chofam and Aleph, Kuf Chofam and Beis, the right Maya Tzvi, the point is that, look who we have a Sugya, bit to the Maya over here. Look, Shabbos wants to bring a Kuf Chofam and Sugya and Chulun over there. We point that, look, that's why, when you put a light switch on Shabbos, a light switch on Shabbos, if you think about it, it's Be'etzim, it's a Gromo. You go him something, you're not doing anything, be a dime. You're connecting two circuits, therefore the machine having the chashmal place of putting the lights on. But since it's a bit kedemaya happens miyad, therefore says achiyaz, don't tell me, says achiyaz, your light switch only grama. And if you have a head to mock me, it says achiyaz, your light switch is a bit kedemaya. And then they'll get over their iso.
No, anytime it's miyad, that's
cool. Well, to find that, but yeah, that's the you say. First, bring out the yisoy, bit kedemaya applies on Shabbos. So the Rosh Shabbos, for example, you want to open up the faucet, hot water comes out, you want to put it underneath your tea leaves. You want to cook it on Shabbos. That's a gromo. Mabaya, said the wine, that's bitka de mayo. You have a flower pot, you want to put water inside, open up the faucet. What are you doing, Batsim? Opening the faucet is really unplugging the thing. You're not putting the water, pouring the water. It's not your koyach, it's not koyach of a person. Koyach like a gufoy, it's not your koyach. You're just taking away by the faucet the thing that's stopping it, taking, undoing the plug. The water comes out and top, goes on top of the flower pot. So the Archa Shabbos, that's Bitka Maya, Vali Chayfun on Shabbos. When we discussed a while ago the Sugya of Tzveya, and we had the question of having the blue soaps inside your toilet bowl, the question over there was, is there a Baya of using on Shabbos? We discussed Mitzah the Sugya of Moilet, we discussed the Sugya of Mitzah Mamachek. The Baker was focusing then on Mitzah the Sugya of Tzveya, the blue soap, is making the water turning blue. If you read the Tshuvas over there slowly, they're getting involved in exactly what is the Metzias over there. Is it Gromo or the Pitka de Maya? In essence, what are you doing? You're taking, undoing the stopper, the water goes in, then hits the soap over there. Now I see in Lamaisa that those who call it Gromo or Latin, the Shraga Maya, or Vad Yosef, I said, Hashani, those say it's a Mamish Maisri dying from Zaman or Orcha Shabbos. Oh, so in the Chodeshani is specific about it. I'm not clear that the. Are they arguing in Metzias or the Locho? That means it could be the thing. Where is the soap? If the soap is underneath it, or on the side, you have to spin and get to it. Are they arguing where the soap is? Are they arguing the Locho, what's the getter of Koyach Koychai? The Gemara itself, by the case of Bitkabaya, the Chab to the case of Koyach Lushan or Koyach Sheni. For example, what's the Locho of water behind water? That's the case, Batsim, of Koyach Sheni. What do you mean, water behind water? So the Gemara has, again, a Locho Koyach Lushan, Koyach Sheni. When you, let's say the blue soap is inside your toilet tank, not the bowl, inside the tank. So there's certain places inside the tank. You unplug it, all the water goes out. Then what happens? The water behind that comes in. That's water behind water. Is that bitka de mayo? Or is that gromo? And the gromo that ain't miscavin. I'm not miscavin for that. Is it mutter ain't miscavin of sequatio? And then you let it have the blue soap inside the toilet tank? No, that's Bitka de Mayo. I unplugged it, it comes straight, naturally, one after another. That means those I see, the Berkut says, before Shechad Nishlam Aysa wants to answer, so Mazam Bin Numa Zabu say, no, that's a case of Gromo, that's not Bitka de Mayo. And therefore, Machm Hefzit, or in Miskal, the Mayas be Motovir. Seems to be an argument how far do you stand the side of Bitka de Mayo? Well, what level is it over here? Now, to get involved, Koy, I think it's too broad of a sugya over here. We'll try to stick more to the standard example of Gromo. It's more of a shasug, you have to find the definition of Gromo over here. You get to a refrigerator, what was the problem? Kimmel Mishom Zaman says, what happens? You open the refrigerator door, it'll be a case of Gromo. Let's say you open it 100 times. 5 of those times will cause the fridge to go on, miyad. You open up, and what happened went on. So 5 of those times are not Gromo. So maybe, what's 5 of those times? Bitka de Mayo. So let's mafakri palm my head to open the fridge on Shabbos. Mitzal the sugya that it will happen. They opened it and went on miyad bitke de mayo. And bitke de mayo, the enes kalam maisa is also. It's not Grumma and the Pesikam Pesik Rishis Mutter. It's Kedemaya with the Pesik Rishis also.
But here's the Pesik Rishis.
What?
Here's the Pesik Rishis.
Again, it's Pesik Rishis. It is a Pesik Rishis.
Starting out of 100 is not a Pesik Rishis.
Oh no, a Pesik Rishis is again. The 100 times you're affecting it. The Pesik Rishis you're affecting it. The question of Pesik Rishis with the Grumma, 100 times it's going to go on. Just going to go on Miyad is 5 times. 100 times you're affecting it. 5 times you're affecting it Miyad. So 100 times the Pesik Rishis.
There's no Pesik Rishis pronounced.
Yeah, let's try it again. There's 100. There's a Pesik Rishis you're affecting it. It's 100% you're affecting it. The question is it going to be the time that the Pesik Rishis of the Grumma, or the Pesik Rishis with a bit of the Maya? That's the question over here. Again, you're affecting it 100% of the time. You're making it go on earlier 100% of the time. The question is, that we get to. That's a good time. It's going to go, it's 100% time you're affecting it. Question, you're affecting it, go on 5 minutes, ready to go on, me and...
So what if you open one FX? No,
you're 100% affecting it.
So... We'll go back.
So
it's not a secretion that it's bit good tonight.
So what? So what? It's 100% you're affecting it.
But you're not sure you're going to do
it. Fine, so self-derive. So let's talk about it. So once you say that, come from Shlomo Zalman, now it's involved with it. You see, no, it's a Pesik Rishis. Then again, involved with it. Not just like we illustrated last time and numerous times. Sub Pesik Rishis.
It's
a Pesik Rishis. It's not a classic. That's exactly right. That's what Shlomo Zalman is true about it. That we have a Pesik here of a sub Pesik Rishis. The flies in the box can happen 100% of the time. We're not sure what the Metzius is. Are you affecting it happening right now? Or not going to happen right now? So you get involved with how do you pass the sub Pesik Rishis? We have a Bialocha, we have the Graduate Zayin Zayin, we have the Ran, we have the Ban, we have the Iri, we make all the Rices, it's the Rices, it's the Rabbanos, come on over here. So Mickey wants to make all subs to Gratio. He goes on further and he says, but my actual atonement, the Mitzvah is not correct with what Eilam is saying. If it goes on Miyad, it has nothing to do with you. It would have went on anyway. What you're doing right now is not affecting you, at least in his refrigerators, maybe others are more sensitive. But he said, first of all, he wants to make all subs to Gratio. But Chutzmizeh says, afterwards he said he went over to the technicians, they told him that the Matisse says, if it went on Miyad, it was going to go on Miyad, nothing to do with you. Just holding at this stage, you can go on anyway. There's no way for you to affect it, at least in his refrigerator, again, ours might be more sensitive, especially the inverters might be a drop more, which I disagree, I don't think it is more sensitive. Because people say inverters go on Miyad. I was actually once in a shul, and we have an inverter in the shul, and a bunch of shuls have inverters. The Ashish caravans have inverters. They say he asked it, even though his own caravans have it. They want to tell him he does not know what he has in the only caravans, Yesh Lodin. But Maisa, what's an inverter? An inverter is a very sensitive air conditioner that supposedly gets affected in Miyad. Supposedly.
When it detects the heat?
It detects when you open the door, and supposedly you affect the machine, and therefore they. Now, there are letters that are signed by different Gdolim not to use the inverters on Shabbos. I went to the person who went around to the Gdolim, and I asked him, exactly what was written, what was explained to them, what they're signing against, that they have subsequent ratio or not. Not that simple, what they signed on, what the guy told me. But actually, I was in the shul bar at Griesworth, had an inverter, and the guy said he didn't want to leave because it was off, and he opened the door, go on, Miyad. So I told him, wait a second, I opened it, let's wait. I waited, and the mice, they signed on, go on within 30 seconds. Wait over a minute to not go on. The guy said, oh, it must be broken. Fine, you can tell me it's broken, mice, I showed him that it's not true, that it's not going Miyad. They go on to 30 seconds, takes a while. So it's not my sense. And worse it is, it might call Miyad, it's a Pesik Rishis. That's another Shaila. But my sense, but on the sound, the inverters are an issue over here. So it might be worse. But at least in Shlomo Zalman, they had no inverters. They didn't have that idea over there. They said, the Matisse said, it went on, it has nothing to do with them.
How do you know if it
has it? How do you know? You pay for the inverter, and it says on the inverter. Now, for this reason, again, Shlomo Zalman Baker wants to make it on refrigerators. Now, the main challenge they gave to us is what defines grumma? What does it mean to degum something over here? Again, that'll lead to a very important question how to apply to our Shabbos clocks by next Chaburo. That means we have a sugim Baba Kama and Daf Samach. The Gemara over there says very clearly that you and the wind blow something on by Hezek, Yechayv for it. Explains the Gemara, when Yechayv, only if your wind of your mouth with enough of an energy to cause this hezek to make this ash, then you chayiv. But let's say your koyach, your mouth, was not enough, you also need the wind to go blow, then maisi a potter. If you have to Gemara, I the maisi on Shabbos, we have the case of Zohar, case of winnowing. That means you throw up your wheat, it separates the chaff from the kernels, the bad from the good, it comes down, you chayfer on Shabbos. Now, without the wind, it won't happen. It'll go up, and due to gravity, mass attracts mass, it'll go down. What's separating over here? What's separating? And the wind's doing it over here. So the fact that the wind's doing it over here, and still a mice, you chayfer on Shabbos. And my son, Chayiv, and Chur, it's a Gromo. It's Mamish with the Gemara comparing the Sugya of Gromo by Baba Kamo to the Sugya of Zer. That's the Gemara's question. Kamo Gemara has four Tirotzim. The last Tirotz is of Rashi. Rashi says Shabbos is different than Zikim. Shabbos, the Melech Machshev is Osir Torah, and therefore it's Osir. Mash Enke Grom ben Zikim, Grom ben Zikim is Potter. Now, if you have a Gemara that says Gromo by the Zikim is Potter, Gromo on Shabbos is Chayiv. Gemara, according to Rashi, the Gromo on Shabbos by Zer is Chayiv, a black white Gemara. Frek the Rishonim, Al Gemara, Kachov and Beis. The Gemara said, Loisasa kol Malacha, all Malachas, Lamais are also with Nasiya, but Gromo, Lamais over here, is Mutter. Our Gemara saying Gromo is Mutter, Gromo, Kama saying Gromo, Lamais is going to be Osir, Chora Dinder Aiso, one Lamtes Malachas over here. Now, to answer this question, take out the Maftech, Baba Kamo, you see 30 different Tirotzim. So let's go through all 30. Fine, go through the three main ones over here. So, three main Tirotzim. The one, Kamo Lirosh, over there, and he writes, Steers a circus, Gemar Kulchov, first again, the Gemar and Baba Kamo, Dav Samach. He says, the Chiyam and Atar, his words are, he has eight words. Kivin am Locha Zu Ikras Yose Aydei Ruach. The way how you do this malachas through the ruach, that's a rechayiv in atar. That means the certain malachas, how do you do the malacha, is through the act of gromo, and that malach makshav is osu taro. Biradavar, what malachas are you doing? In most cases, bara you're doing, teichin you're doing. But for example, the case of bishul, do you take your eyes and heat it up with your eyes? You're doing it. No, what do? You have a fire, put the food there. And 20 minutes later, it gets cooked. It doesn't get cooked right away. Now, 5-10 minutes later, it's a groma. What happens later on? So, Bishul, Lamtes Melachas, Afiyah, why are you chayfer on Shabbos? That's how you do the Melacha. And that's the way how the Melacha is done. Melech Machshev is Osir Torah. Another example, Tzaveya. Tzaveya is where you have a vat, water, you put the dye inside, put the clothing inside, you start bubbling it, it takes a couple of hours for it to be dye the clothing over here, to dye the ur over here. That's an act of gromo. Why chayiv for it? That's how you do the melacha. Zareya, the first melacha, lamtes melachas, put seeds into the ground. Nothing happens. It takes a couple days to absorb and start growing over here. Why? The bechayiv over here is for you to go do it that causes something to happen. And that's how the melacha is done. I mean, the certain melacha, the definition of the melacha is through the act of gromo. That's melech mechshev osu Torah. Again, whether it's Zerah, the Gemara's case, Bishul, Afiyah, Surveya, these things, that's how it's done over here. That's one malach. I understand the chilp between our sugya is a case of gram kivoy, kivoy, usually blow it out. Put wood over there, nothing to get of gram. The second malach, take a benachan on the page by us. Kuchof and Beis, Chori is his question. You have to realize where he's asking the question. He comes along and says, we have a case over here of the Delas Kenegda Madura. Came along Abaya and says, gave a klola, how in the world could a person come along to open up the delas against the Maduro? I would come along to be machmor, we goes a ruach matsuya or to ruach she'ini matsuya. And says, Ibn Chal halacha ke Abaya. On this case, come along the delas connected Maduro, effective Ibn Chananel, I the Gemara Baba Kamo, the Gemara Daf Samach says, and rings down the case of the wind by Hezek, and we had all four towards him and ends off with a Rashi. Being down the Gemara. Now, I have to realize a couple points for Ben Chananel. Number one, he's asking the case for the case of Kineged Madura. He's calling it a Gromo. We said before in Dar Tzvi, from Zamo, say the case of Kineged Madura is what? Bitka Demayo. That means the Ben Chananel is saying it's a case of Gromo, and still Melech Machshev is Osir Torah, and therefore it's still going to be Osir. I mean, we see it's Soyed from Ben Chananel that number one, the Kineged Madura is not Bitka Demayo, he's calling the case of a Gromo. Nothing you said we see over here. The Rosh's Terry says this is how we do the Malacha. That's what he wants to answer. Rabbi Nechal is thinking of what case? It dealt Kenegna Maduro. And still he says, Yechayim for it, for this Grom and Lach Machshav Osu Torah. That means Rabbi Nechal is not going like the Rosh as the Malacha. you plug the sugar del kinega maduro, the sugar of kivoy, and still the osir inside the sugar grumo, one melech makshav is osir toro. We see again that a grumo, that means you have, number one, we see called a bit kinemayo, number two, we see over here nala virosh, number three, we see over here they said that grumo, the melech makshav is osir toro, maisi achayev. That's three things. Now the cash is, like what I said, let's ask a melech. Malacha is also Grom as Mutter. Ben Chanal seems to be very missing over here how he answered the next couple of lines. That means he took them before the two dots, said Del Kinega Maduro is a Gromo, not Bitkin Amaya, that you chaya for, nothing to do with the Rosh. How do you answer that? So among the Chorim different Malachim, stick to one Malach, Zer Emes, Marsham, they want to answer. That really depends. By the case of the wind, it happens Miyad. You open up the door, Rosh HaMetzuy is Miyad. Case of the winnowing, throw up the stalks, happens miyad. Mashenkin, when you put wood around the beged, happens la'achas man, that's not melech machshavas osotara. Only when it happens miyad, then the machshavas, the pool that you're doing, that this act that you're doing, you're chayav for. That means they want to say pshat in the ben chananel, the gam, he says, groma yichayav for on Shabbos, because groma yichayav when it's miyad. And now we don't look at the melacha, we look at the pool that you're doing right now.
It's not groma anymore.
He's calling it groma. He's either again he calls his case not Bitkin Maya, he calls it Groma.
Yeah,
I don't know how he answers what he does with Bitkin Maya exactly, but it sounds like I couldn't want to say something's happening miyad. That he's calling it not, that means what is Zera? The Gemara called Zera Bitkin, the Gemara called it Groma. Why is it Zera not Bitkin Maya? So that's the difference that I think everybody's not Bitkin Maya. It's an outside factor has nothing to do with me. Bitkin Maya means it's one over here, I take the plug out, comes right down. I think everyone agrees by Zera it's not Bitkin Maya. That's the case of Ben Chanel saying that situation is a grumma, the chayv for a Shabbos.
Why
is that Bitkin Maya? Bitkin means when there's something over here stopping, take away the stopper. So it's my, that's my koyach, ke'in my koyach. The idea of by Zer, by winnowing, that's my koyach, I have nothing to do with that. I threw it up, something else, the wind comes and blows it. Nothing to do with me. That's this is a holding it, I took the thing away that's holding it. So you want to say Zer is Bitkin Maya? Gemara says you're wrong.
Okay,
fine, thank you. You want to say he also agrees to Rosh. What do you also agree to?
Could be.
Okay, so we seem to have two Malachim, and there seems to be a third Malach among the Paiskim, which maybe is Pshat of the Rosh. Just to be clear, again, we have one Malach, we have the Rosh, it says we look at them Locha. We have the Bein Chanal says that Gromel Maisi, you are chai for, unless it's Malachas Malach to Masham. There seems to be a third idea over here. For example, a person in the case of Toichin. Toichin, what we do, we grind things via dime. Let's say a person has a windmill that's done by the wind. I think most people know what that is. That you can put your wheat inside. Now grind up the wheat over here. Now separate the chaff from the kernels. And you do the act of Toichin. Now in essence, when you put the wheat inside, wrong? I put the wheat inside over here and separate these things over here. Now this pool over here, a windmill, is a natural, normal thing. In Toichin, that's not how you do the melacha. Toichin, be a dime. So what happens when you have a case that is 100% normal, that's a grum over here, that you're not doing it, the wind's doing it. What's normal? Do we look at the melacha? We have to look at Bishul, Tzaveya, Zayr, or we look at the pu'ula as being normal. Look at every single act over here. The act of a windmill, when a person sees it, that's how it's made to be done. That's it's built in. That's a pool over here. That means we could have a malach over here that's made to be done, be dying, and you made it a normal thing to do in the act of a grommel. Is that grommel b'chavos malach moshavos osu taro? So again, that's the chura in Rishon Beis, the b'alach over there brings down machloikis to Magavom, Rishon Evan Ezer. Magavom said the case of the windmill, the case I said over, I wasn't making it up, their case over there, that case is Nichol and Get of Gromo. Come on the Magavam and begin the Evan Oizer, and he says, Achorim disagree. They call it Nichol and Get of a case that you chai for on Shabbos. Chai for it. I have a mice, let's analyze it. It's being a big gorm to happen. Now the Bialocha does get involved, is that Miyad l'achazman, he says Sorokhin in the brackets. But either way, it's Miyad l'achazman, circles out, you still gorm it. You didn't do it. You put the wheat inside, and then it starts turning over here. What exactly did you do over here? Says the Bialocha, it's a Groma, they point on the Bialocha, since it's a normal way of doing this Pu'ula, Melech Machshavas Ye'ivin Esidaraisa. Chai for it. That means a third idea over here. It's not we look at the melacha like the exact losh and the rosh. Either you say it's pshat and the rosh, or you say it's not like the rosh. But if you look at the pula that you're doing is normal, is not nichel the category of grama, nichel the getter of meis to be a dime. A second time we see this idea in the Chavetz Chaim. But the Sukkot Seder, the Simon Shita Zayin, what he learned over there, Kimmel Chavetz Chaim says, if let's say you run in front of an animal, you scare it, and you send the dog to go capture it, do an active Seder. Send the Chavetz Chaim, you scare it, that dog you sent is a grama, and caught the animal over here, the tzvi over here, loch is a chayiv. Why are you chayiv for? It's a grama over here. Send the Shayat Sin, you know why? Ayim Baba Kamo Dav Samachom and Aleph. When you learned the Shayat Sin originally, he sent you over there, you had no idea what he's talking about, but now you know what he's talking about. He sent you the Sugya of an active Grammo, the Melech Mefshel Osu Torah, and this is, it says in the Bialoch, says the Shayat Sin explains, it's a normal act of what to go do. The normal act over here is what? Is that's how people did say it. His words are, Shekein Derech HaTzaydim. Once it's a normal act to go do, Lavdav Ket Seydah. Seydah Be'etzem, it doesn't have to be that way. But since this is a normal act how to go do, Maisi Chayfer. So, what? Okay, I'm not sure what you mean. But it comes out of here, and the Pesach goes this way, the Masham, the Chadishim, Shalom Zalman, they come along with this Loch Malach, from its normal over here, not Nichol get a Grom, Nichol get a Mais to be a Dayan. Therefore, lead to a big tumult, and we're going to start discussing next time Shabbos clocks. Is that normal? Is that built in? This is the way you make things happen over here. So Mais says, not Nichol get a Grom, Nichol get a Mais to be a Dayan. Mais comes out over here that we have three sheets. We have the Russian idea of the what is the Melacha, is Melacha Shabbos, is not Gromo. We have the Ben Echnal says, it is a Gromo. But still, Melacha Shabbos, you're even Isidore Reiso. Unless that's called Achazman. And then we seem to have the Mishnah Brua, and we're supposed to go this way, it may build off the Rosh. We look at every single pool of it's normal, not normal. On this measure, Shem, we Mamshech next time on Sunday, Hanshaw the Sigil of Shabbos Klax.
Why can't I close my door? My fridge door is open, the light is on.